From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. God, money, and politics. There are three things that can make for tense conversations at the dinner table. Well, a news story brewing out of the nation's capital combines all three. Last year, the Senate Finance Committee launched an investigation into six megachurches. They're suspected of misusing tax-exempt funds. The government asked the ministries to explain how they spend the money they take in, and some of those expenses include million-dollar homes, luxury cars, private jets. Well, Monday was the deadline to hand over their books. Only four of the six churches complied. For the latest on the investigation, we've got NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. Hey, Juan.
How you doing, Farai?
I am doing great. So specifically, why are these churches being investigated?
Well, what you have is an extraordinary amount of spending. Maybe the best known of these ministers might be Kenneth Copeland, the televangelist. And when you look at his church and several of the others, what you see is evidence of the so-called prosperity gospel, Farai, in which you've got people with, you know, yachts and mansions and extraordinary spending going on. And that caught the attention of the Senate Finance Committee, in particular Chairman Charles Grassley of Iowa, who was looking for these people to justify their spending because, remember, they're tax-exempt. And so the Senate Finance Committee is arguing that, in addition to IRS inquiries, the Senate Finance Committee has every right to look into this issue as to whether or not the tax-exempt status of the church is being violated in spirit, if not in law.
Some of these ministers are saying that the IRS should handle this and the Senate should not be involved at all. How is that debate playing out?
Well, so far, there's no debate. There's an argument being made by the lawyers for some of the ministers, but it's not gaining any traction with the Senate Finance Committee, which argues that they have, in addition to the IRS, that they have jurisdiction over tax-exempt policy, which is exactly true. I mean, they control, and to that extent, the IRS, they set policy. So unless this gets into the courts and there's some kind of determination that, in fact, the Senate Finance Committee has overstepped its bounds, what we're really waiting on now is simply for the other four churches to supply the information requested by the Senate Finance Committee. Two of the churches, as you pointed out, have sent in information to be evaluated as to whether or not they have exceeded the bounds of their tax-exempt status.
So talk a little bit about Kenneth Copeland and Creflo Dollar. What are their sort of approaches to this request?
Well, and as I mentioned, in Kenneth Copeland, the televangelist, and Creflo Dollar, who's another televangelist, but he's from suburban Atlanta, Copeland being from Texas, are making the case that whatever the relationship is between a minister and the congregation, it's none of the business of the U.S. government, and that they have overstepped their bounds. Now, I must tell you that the faith healer Benny Hinn, as well as Joyce Meyer, who heads another group in St. Louis in Missouri, have submitted answers to Grassley's questions. And then you have the resistant forces coming from the likes of, Creflo, for example, and Ken Copeland. And their argument really comes down to it's a private relationship. If someone chooses to worship in such a way that they give God's bounty back to the church, no matter what, to what extent, it is between that person and their spiritual advisor, their minister, and should not be subject to the scrutiny, the inquiries of the U.S. government.
So some of them have turned in the information on time. Some of them are still pending, and some of them are just kind of waffling. Is that correct?
That's right. And what you hear is that there's a real sense, I think you hear this most directly from, some of the lawyers, that this is a real attack. It's an attack by people who don't like the prosperity gospel. They disagree with that kind of theology. So they want to take it in that direction, that what you get is people attacking the idea that the church and its ministers should be rewarded, should be prosperous, should be driving around in Rolls Royces, that there's some people who find that distasteful, but that's a matter of taste. And so why should these churches be treated any differently than a church that's a storefront on a street corner, in terms of the kind of scrutiny that's applied by the Senate Finance Committee or the IRS, that the prosperity gospel is a legitimate theology and should not be punished? That's their argument.
Well, Juan, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Farai.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams, he was at member station WYSO in Yellow Springs, Ohio.